Good morning. I'm Pastor Carol Fryer, and today is Thursday of the second week in Lent, February 29th, 2024. Our lesson today is from Genesis, chapter 42, verses 29 to 38. When they came to Jacob, their father, in the land of Canaan, they told him all that had happened to them, saying, "The man, the lord of the land, spoke roughly to us and took us to be spies of the land. But we said to him, 'We are honest men. We have never been spies. We are 12 brothers, sons of our father. One is no more, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan.' Then the man, the lord of the land, said to us, 'By this I shall know that you are honest men. Leave one of your brothers with me, and take grain for the famine of your households, and go your way. Bring your youngest brother to me. Then I shall know that you are not spies, but honest men, and I will deliver your brother to you, and you shall trade in the land.' As they emptied their sacks, behold, every man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid. And Jacob, their father, said to them, 'You have bereaved me of my children. Joseph is no more, and Simeon is no more. And now you would take Benjamin. All this has come against me.' Then Reuben said to his father, 'Kill my two sons if I do not bring him back to you. Put him in my hands, and I will bring him back to you.' But he said, 'My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is the only one left. If harm should happen to him on the journey that you are to make, you would bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to Sheol.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I love the story of Joseph and his brothers. In his forgiveness, Joseph is a Christ-like figure. But the forgiveness does not come easy for those rascally brothers. In today's reading, Joseph challenges his brothers to prove that they are honest men. He knows that they carry a heavy burden, a burden of guilt, and that they need to confess and repent. And yet, they cannot do it. When they return to Jacob, their father, they make light of the fact that another brother, Simeon, has been lost to him. They neglect to tell Jacob that they had been imprisoned by Joseph for 3 days, and that Simeon remains there in prison. I'm sure they know deep in their hearts that they are not honest men. Not that they are spies, as Joseph accuses them. It's much worse than that. They are, or believe themselves to be, murderers, for they suppose that their brother Joseph is dead. And yet this is a sin that they cannot confess, even though it is causing so much grief for themselves and for their father. Joseph wants them to come clean. And because they have a guilty conscience, the discovery of the money in their sacks is especially worrisome. What is this man, the lord of the land in Egypt, trying to do to them? Now they may not only be accused of spying, but of stealing as well. There may be times when we too carry the heavy burden of guilt, and we too may find it hard to come clean and confess the sins which we have committed. In the season of Lent, we are encouraged to examine ourselves and confess those things that burden our consciences and receive the gracious absolution that our hearts and souls need from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Like Joseph, Jesus wants us to be honest about our sinful words and deeds, to come clean, and in receiving forgiveness, begin anew to be faithful and true. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Let us pray. O Lord our God, you love innocence and you restore it in those who have sinned. Turn back to you our wayward hearts and inflame them with your Holy Spirit, that we may be steadfast in faith and fruitful in works of love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.